America remembers 911.
Our nation is united as never before. We are united. We are united not only in our grief, but also in our resolve to build a better world.
Today we say to those who masterminded this cruel plot and to those who carried it out that the spirit of this nation will not be defeated by their twisted and diabolical schemes.
What was meant to divide us has drawn us together, and we shall not be moved.
Thanks for joining us this morning as we remember September the 11th, 2001, and we encourage you to join us in your thoughts and your prayers today. Give us a call at 885-1480, or you can email us at raylemire@aol.com. Go to the website, wcfr1480.com, hit the feedback button, and tell us your thoughts. We'll keep it anonymous if you like. Just share with us today, won't you?
6:55 in the morning, as we mentioned about half an hour ago, we all recall the heroic acts of the firemen who, knowing full well that they faced likely death, still climbed up those stairs to save lives. And this next song goes out to them. It's Wind Beneath My Wings, as we remember 9/11. As you recall, the letter that we received this morning that Heather read, the anonymous letter about the young lady ready to meet her maker. She knew she was going to die, and it was going to be easier for her than it was for her mother. You'll recall reading that letter about 6:20 this morning.
That's right. That was from a listener who happened to be watching some of the events this weekend on TV about Flight 93.
And as I've said before, following the tragedy of 9/11, there were a lot of songs that came out regarding the terrible details of that day. This is another one about a young man on the flight.
I just called to say goodbye. Looks like this is my last flight. I wish I wasn't here and back home by your side. You're all I ever wanted. You know you're my best friend. Don't let your dreams be haunted. You know we'll meet again. When you look at heaven, smile and think of me. smiling back from any star you see. Always knew that we'd get there, but who'd believe I'd be going on flight 93. I've been talking with the others. I think we have a plan. Together, just like brothers, we'll make one last stand. But we don't have a pilot, so even if we get control, it's probably too late for our bodies. Maybe we can save our souls. Look at heaven's smile and think of me. I'll be smiling back from any star you see. Always knew that we'd get there, but who'd believe I'd be going on flight 93. You know I've always loved you. You know I always will. Even though we're parted, I will love you still. And if you find another, go on with your life. I'll still be your lover, even from the other side. I just called to say goodbye.
WCFR Springfield.
5 years ago today, it did not matter if you were a Democrat, a Republican, a progressive, or any political affiliation. It didn't matter if you were black or you were white. It didn't matter if you were rich or poor. What mattered is that you were an American. And on that day, September 11th, 2001, your country was under attack. Today, WCFR pauses from our regular programming to reflect upon the horror of that day and what has transpired since. Today is 911.
It was a day that will live in infamy, a day filled with unspeakable horror. September 11th, 2001 was like any other day. On the east coast of the United States, it was 8 a.m. on a remarkably beautiful morning. Men and women headed to work. Mothers washed breakfast dishes while their children played innocently on school playgrounds. None of them had any inkling of the catastrophe that was about to change their lives forever. 12 hours later, they were gathered in churches, holding hands with strangers and asking how and why this had happened to their country, to their America.
We've encouraged people to write in or phone in, and I just received an email, a private anonymous thought from a regular listener, and he writes, "While today's date joins the likes of December 7th, I encourage all to remember that today is the birthday of tens of thousands of Americans, and while we remember the tragedy, also remember to celebrate the life born on this day. They are in one, the past, the present, and the future of this country."
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack.
We saw smoke coming out and everybody started running out, and we saw the plane on the other side of the building, and there was smoke everywhere.
In a series of deliberate and deadly terrorist acts.
I saw people jumping off the building.
The victims were in airplanes.
All of a sudden, I see a jet crash into the first tower.
Or in their offices.
It collapsed. The top floors collapsed down.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror.
I saw it blow and then ran like hell.
September 11th, 2001. You will remember this day as long as you live.
When your day is long and the night is yours alone.
First one we thought was an accident. When we heard there was a second one, we definitely thought it was terrorism.
Sure you've had enough of this life.
These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat, but they have failed. Our country is strong.
Don't let yourself go.
We responded with the best of America, with the daring of our rescue workers.
Everybody cries.
With the caring for strangers and neighbors who came to give blood and help in any way they could.
Everybody hurts.
This is a very difficult time for all of us.
It was surreal. As we looked at it, we thought it was something out of a movie. It just didn't seem real.
Sometimes everything is wrong.
Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
We're dealing with a wide range of emotions out here.
There is much that is not known about what has happened.
It's just an incredible sight. They had a lot of emergency workers around the building. And, of course, everybody's hoping that these people were able to get out of there without being injured.
Today, we want to express our deepest sorrow for the victims, their families, friends, and colleagues. This is a time for national unity. In the state of Iowa, we are monitoring the situation closely, and we are taking steps in the state to ensure the safety of all of our citizens.
The city of New York and the United States of America is much stronger than any group of barbaric terrorists.
Everybody hurts.
I ask the American people to join me in saying a thanks for all the folks who have been fighting hard to rescue our fellow citizens.
Your federal government continues to function effectively. President Bush and all our country's leaders thank the many Americans who are helping with rescue and relief efforts.
The resolve of our great nation is being tested. We will show the world that we will pass this test.
We pray for the victims, for the families, and for our country.
May God bless the victims, their families, and America. Thank you very much.
The second that I heard the noise, I knew a disaster was about to happen. I dove away from the window. As soon as the explosion hit, I looked right back at it. The fire and smoke was just beginning to billow. Within 10 seconds, the ball of fire had visually engulfed the whole north side, the whole upper north side of the tower.
And then we saw smoke coming out, and everybody started running out, and we saw the plane on the other side of the building, and there was smoke everywhere, and people are jumping out the windows. Over there, they're jumping out the windows, I guess, because they're trying to save themselves. I don't know.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country.
Right. Oh, my God.
Oh.
The next building
There's
is just
another
blew
one.
Up. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Another plane just flew
I
in.
I feel the heat. The explosion is incredible. Oh, my God.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh.
The victims were in airplanes or in their offices. Secretaries, businessmen and women, military and federal workers, moms and dads.
First thing I wanted to do was to get my kids home.
Friends and neighbors.
He said, I'm on a flight, United Flight 93, from Newark to San Francisco, And there are three guys that have taken over the flight, and they say they have a bomb.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror.
What happened?
Oh my gosh.
What happened, Allegra?
Something just blew up.
We've been attacked like we haven't been since Pearl Harbor.
It's a lot. A lot of firefighters and a lot of police officers. And I don't know that it's a lot.
Big explosion happened. Some guy came out. His skin was all off. I helped him out. This is him all over.
It's hard to put it into words, and maybe one doesn't need to.
There's people jumping out of windows. I've seen at least 14 people jumping out of windows. It's horrific. I can't believe this is happening.
Both trade towers, where thousands of people work, on this day, Tuesday, have now been attacked and destroyed.
The American people need to know we're facing a different enemy than we have ever faced. This enemy hides in shadows and has no regard for human life.
I got on the phone. I heard Mark's voice. He said, "Mom, this is Mark Bingham." And he said, "I just wanted to let you know that I love you." I told him, "We love you, Mark."
This is an enemy who preys on innocent and unsuspecting people, then runs for cover.
There is simply no way to accurately describe the emotion this evokes.
It all began this morning, a little before 9 a.m. Eastern time.
Two planes crashed into the World Trade Center, collapsing both towers.
It is possible that thousands of lives have been lost in this terrorist attack against the United States.
The loss of life is no doubt catastrophic.
This is just a horrific scene and a horrific moment.
We made it pretty fast down to 40th floor, and then from there the smoke got a little bit thick, and it was a lot slower.
I saw the flames. I ran down to 78, which is the main concourse, and I was able to find stairs, and I can't find my wife, so if she's listening, I just want to let her know that I'm okay, and I'm trying to find her.
Imagine all.
I hate to say it this way, but this may be the day that America's luck ran out.
Obviously, we are in the middle of an extraordinary catastrophe.
I hope someday you'll join us.
And the question is, how could it happen?
And the world will live as one.
Something hit the building and it knocked me to the floor, and then the whole window blew out of the office I was in.
Did you go down the stairs?
Yeah, going down the stairs is really rough. And then I pray to God for the people in the wheelchairs because they couldn't get out. They were sitting there waiting for somebody to carry them down.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife.
It was just absolute horror.
Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
Colin Powell vowing that terrorism would not crush America or democracy.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
We will stand together.
And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand.
We will stand as Americans
next to you and defend her still today.
Through this time.
'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
The determination of these terrorists will not deter the determination of the American people.
Today, our fellow citizens, our way of life, our very freedom came under attack. Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil. These acts of mass murder were intended to frighten our nation into chaos and retreat, but they have failed.
Oh, beauty that far spacious skies.
A great people has been moved to defend a great nation.
Amber waves of grain.
With the caring for strangers and neighbors who came to give blood and help in any way they could.
A purple mountain, majesty.
The search is underway for those who are behind these evil acts.
The fruited plain.
And to bring them to justice.
But now wait a minute. I'm talking about America. Sweet America.
Tonight I ask for your prayers.
You know, God done shed his grace on thee.
For the children whose worlds have been shattered.
He gave me a crown like the...
For all whose sense of safety and security has been threatened.
Any brotherhood from sea to shine.
And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us. Spoken through the ages in Psalm 23. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. This is a day when all Americans from every walk of life unite in our resolve for justice and peace. America has stood down enemies before, and we will do so this time. None of us will ever forget this day, yet we go forward to defend freedom and all that is good and just in our world. Thank you. Good night. And God bless America.
It is 7:15 in the morning as WCFI remembers 9/11. One of the things, Heather, that we all recall is the sight of those three firemen raising that American flag over the rubble.
A symbol of hope, you know, as I recall back on those days. It was a horrible time, but... That was our hope.
The sight of that flag going up did give, indeed, hope to a lot of people. Johnny Cash is here to tell you all about that ragged old flag.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, your old courthouse is kind of run down. He said, no, it'll do for our little town. I said, your old flag pole has leaned a little bit, and that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat, and I sat down. Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key said, watching it right and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on, though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
America remembers 911.
Together, we will get through it because we are the United States of America. God bless America.
Those who say that our city will never be the same, I say you are right. It will be better.
WCFR remembers 9/11.
We have something that has happened here at the World Trade Center.
Freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended.
Firefighters are obviously going in with a heavy heart. Everyone that I've spoken to says, those are my brothers down there, those are my colleagues.
The whole building just collapsed on us.
On some of the highest floors, the inferno and the smoke fueled a panic that led some to the windows.
I've seen at least 12 people jump to either jump or they had no choice.
What I did was I called my wife, I told her I love her.
We had seen a fireball.
This guy's still trapped. We couldn't get to him.
Oh, it was chaos. It's something out of a movie.
We're trying to find out who made it out okay.
I treat myself a new bounty. Send the loan to New York City and I don't know.
For New Yorkers who witnessed the catastrophe, there was no doubt for an instant that it was terrorism.
It was too nice a day for that to be an accident.
The building came just rumbling down. It was like a war zone.
What's eerie about this place now, several hours after the initial disaster, is just how quiet it is.
Are we listening?
The numbers will be calculated, and it will not be a few.
And I saw the building collapse.
F-16 fighters circled overhead looking for a second attack, but the damage had already been done.
Love is gathering. All the words that I've been.
Right now, a swept wing U.S. Navy jet fighter is in the skies over the city of New York. In a free nation, this is not a sight people are used to.
So I want to go on high. I'm a step to
went straight into one of the twin towers. It just disintegrated instantly. It was the most awful thing I've ever seen.
The FAA has banned all takeoffs at all airports across America.
When the second collapse occurred, and I dove under a truck, so I don't know how I'm here.
There was no doubt about it. It was American Airlines slammed right into the building, and there was no doubt about it. Whoever was piloting that plane was aiming for the Pentagon.
The first attack ever on the Pentagon occurred at 9:38 a.m. Eastern Time.
Clip this bore over here, hit another bomb, slammed right into the building, huge explosion, and then utter pandemonium, as you might imagine. I mean, everybody was screaming, oh my God.
The phrase you heard over and over again was, it seemed just like a movie.
Oh, another one just hit. Something else just hit. A very large plane just flew directly over my building, and there's been another collision.
Hundreds of emergency workers. When I asked one of them why he was going back in as he suited up since he could barely breathe, he said, it's my job.
The State Department has been evacuated. The White House has been evacuated.
Words almost don't do the job in describing this city in complete emergency today.
It straightened itself out and dove to the other side and crashed right in. An explosion was so terrific it looked like it had dynamite in it.
The other tower of the World Trade Center has just collapsed.
We're trying to find out who made it out okay and account for the people that may not have made it out.
I don't know where I was. I couldn't find my way out with all the smoke and the debris.
I have no intentions of discussing today what comes next, but make no mistake about it, your armed forces are ready.
Tonight I ask for your prayers for all those who grieve, for the children whose worlds have been shattered, for all whose sense of safety and security has been threatened. And I pray they will be comforted by a power greater than any of us, spoken through the ages in Psalm 23.
Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me.
In the morning, WCFR remembering 9/11/2001. We've asked folks to write in and send us their thoughts or memories on that day, or just thoughts and memories of today, or what they'd like to say today. We've encouraged folks to call in at 885-1480 and share them with us on the phone. Either way you do it, It can be anonymous if you wish. And if you wish to write in, it's Ray Lemire at AOL. That's R-A-Y-L-E-M-I-R-E at AOL.com. Or you can go to our website, WCFR1480.com, and use the feedback link. And again, if you'd like it to be anonymous, most certainly it can. Here's one right here. Hugs, smiles, laughter, I love you, memories, and sharing. On September 11th, spend some time doing the things that matter the most. And that's from Sue.
That's well said, Sue. Thank you. Well, I can remember that day, too. I mean, it was just such a normal day, a beautiful day, you know, headed off to work. And I'm sure so many other people were doing the exact same thing. And I remember someone coming in, and they were in a panic, you know, told us that New York was under attack. Well, let me tell you, I couldn't get to a radio fast enough. And when I did, you know, it was, you know, what I've heard this morning from the tapes that you've played, you know, horror, shock, disbelief. You know, it couldn't be real. It couldn't be happening here. It couldn't be happening to us. And, you know, the first thing that I wanted to do was to call my children, you know, to find out, you know, that they were safe. And didn't know what was going to happen next. And also wanted to call my friends in New York. You know, we had friends who worked in Manhattan, and we didn't know if they were in the city that day or, you know, what to think. And called and called and called and just couldn't get through. It was just such a horrible feeling, you know, feeling like you were lost and couldn't do anything.
And as bad as you felt, you could not begin to imagine what it was like to be living in Washington or New York City, or to be on a plane headed to Pennsylvania. And you mentioned Manhattan. My nephew Steve, first of all, his wife Dorothy used to work in the World Trade Center, I think the 94th floor, but luckily she had left. And that morning, nobody could get a hold of my nephew.
No.
We didn't know where he was. As far as I can recall, and I may be wrong on this, but he was supposed to be in downtown Manhattan that day for a meeting, and nobody could get a hold of him. And when you have seven sisters and one brother, there's a lot of people trying to get a hold of you. Finally, thank God, we did. We found him, and he was okay, and they survived, and two beautiful children. But it was a terrible day. And as I said about an hour ago, I was working for a newspaper, and I basically worked out of home. And I got a phone call saying that the World Trade Center had been hit. And at the time, maybe it was an accident. So I went to the television, turned it on, and saw the black smoke pouring out of that tower. And then, incredibly, saw the second plane hit.
Wow.
And I thought, my God, we are being attacked. It's exactly what I thought. And none of us knew at that time how far this was going to go. Yeah. I mean, how many more planes were in the sky? I watched a special the other day, Tom Brokaw. It was a special on the air controllers, guys who, the hell they went through that day.
Oh, I bet.
And when the order was given to shut down air flight, they had to take 5,000 planes out of the sky.
Imagine.
And what these guys did was simply amazing. I mean, and they are overlooked all too often in this whole thing. They did a heroic job. And want to thank them for that. Certainly want to thank all the firemen and who gave their lives, the policemen, all the people who went in to rescue. And at the time, while I was writing that column for the newspaper, somebody wrote to me and said, it's a dark day. And it was a dark day. But through all the rescue efforts, everybody, the outpouring, the donation of blood, and people just literally walking up to strangers and holding them, it was an amazing moment. And I wrote back, and I wrote in my column that week, it was a dark day for America, but I was never, never more proud to be an American.
It started a long time ago with 13 colonies struggling to be on their own, yearning to be free. From that small beginning, a great nation came to be. Known all around the world, the land of opportunity. We are the USA, land of the free. Home of the proud, the brave, let freedom ring. Lift up the flag on high, all across this land. We are the USA, and we're proud to be Americans. the right to speak out without fearing for your life. You have the right to worship wherever you like. No other country can compare with what we have right here. Some people try to put her down, but I'll stand up and cheer. We are the USA, land of the free, home of the proud, the brave. Let freedom ring. Lift up the flag on high all across this land. We are the USA and we're proud to be American. Liberty and freedom, helping our fellow man. That's what makes this country great. United we'll stand. Right to be safe in your possessions and yourself. You have the right to bear arms or keep them on the shelf. The Constitution guarantees all these rights to us that we'll have to fight to keep when the going gets tough. We are the USA, land of the free, home of the proud, the brave. Let freedom ring. Lift up the flag on high all across this land. We are the USA and we're proud to be American. We are the USA. USA, USA, USA.
You know, that USA chant reminds me of something about a month after the attacks on New York City, Washington, and the terrible plane crash in Pennsylvania. There was a concert for New York City as they got together to try to lift people's spirits and to raise money for relief efforts. One guy, not a star, not a celebrity, but a hero nonetheless, became an overnight celebrity. His name was Mike Moran. Mike is a fireman. And if Mike would like to talk now, it would be good. I'll get to it in a minute.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. No, I was just going to say so much has changed since September 11th, 2001. And I encourage all of you out there that the one thing that we can't ever change is we have to get those flags out, especially today. So if you have that flag, get it out and wave it proudly.
Yeah, it's a day for it. We certainly have our flag here in the window here at WCFR. We encourage you to do the same thing. It would mean a lot.
All I can say, on behalf of my brother John and the 12 members from Ladder 3 that we've lost, the 20 members of the New York City Fire Department football team that we've lost, and all the people from my neighborhood, my hometown, Rockaway Beach, Queens, New York, our friends, our neighbors, our relatives, they are not gone because they are not forgotten. And I want to say one more thing. In the spirit of the Irish people, Osama bin Laden, you can kiss my royal Irish ass.
This is my right, right given by God to live a free life, to live in freedom. Talking about
concert for New York City, preceded, of course, by our good friend Mike Moran with his message to Osama bin Laden. We are now joined on the telephone by someone who has some thoughts on the day. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Well, it's a tough day for all of us, but
yes,
we're doing our best to try to keep it positive. But just to remind people, I'm sure no one will ever forget it, but just to remind people of the horror of that day, but still trying to find some hope in all of it.
I think every American experienced degrees of terror and grief and fear and anger on that day.
Mm-hmm.
We mourn our heroes, our mothers, our fathers, our wives, our husbands, our sisters, brothers, friends, neighbors. But out of all the senseless, cowardly act on that day, out of the ashes rose bravery, American pride, resolve, and spirit. I think our enemies made us strong. And what I learned from this is that we should let people know how much we love them every day.
Yes.
Because all we have is now. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate
so much.
It. That's what we're looking for, folks, is just for you to share your thoughts with us. I mean, that was beautifully said.
That was well said, and I couldn't agree more. Just to show people how much you care. Tell them today. Tell them now.
Tell them a lot.
Heaven on earth, I need it now. I'm sick of all of this. Sick of the sorrow. I'm sick.
sick of the pain. I'm sick of hearing again and again that there's never gonna be peace on earth.
Hello from London.
And Walk On at the concert for a tribute to Heroes. It's 7:49 in the morning, and as I said exactly 1 hour ago, it is at this time where we have to pause and pay a special attention to some of our clients and give you a weather forecast, but we're going to come right back with more. I'm here till 10:30 this morning. It's Heather and Ray on America remembers 9/11.